The Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team isn't messing around. Since suffering their first loss of the season 2 weeks ago, the Lakers have gone 4-0 and have outscored their opponents 14-1. Their latest victory was a 5-0 triumph over the TMU Bold as Nipissing completed the weekend sweep of the visitors. The Lakers didn't waste any time finding the back of the net, potting a pair of goals in the opening period. Mallory Domenico scored her fifth to get things going for Nipissing, with Maggie McKee and Kara Den Hoed drawing assists. A minute late, Lana Durier continued her strong play, scoring her third of the season. Emma Thomas and Cameron Grooms picked up the assists, as they keep up their hot streaks. In the second, McKee added to her assist with a goal early. Once again, the Lakers didn't waste any time following up a goal with a goal. Captain Allison Hayhurst buried her second of the campaign at 2:38 of the middle frame after a setup by Madison Desmarais and Madison Stitt. The Lakers kept pouring it on as Maria Domenico got in on the action, scoring on the power play near the midway mark of the period. Desmarais and Stitt each grabbed another assist, making it three Nipissing players with a multi-point games. In the third, with a comfortable lead, the Lakers locked things down, preserving their third straight shutout victory. Chloe Marshall had lots of help offensively, but was solid and finished with 26 saves in the win. Nipissing finished with 32 shots on goal. Next up, the Lakers hit the road and take on the Queens Gales in Kingston Saturday and Sunday. Lakers men drop another. Despite the final result Friday night, the Nipissing Lakers men's hockey team was hoping to build on a strong effort and a very spirited comeback. Saturday, they hosted the second of a two-game set against the Ontario Tech Ridgebacks, searching for an elusive split. Nipissing started strong and fought back late, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the Ridgebacks to wrap up the weekend. The Lakers got off to a great start Saturday, scoring the first two goals of the game. They opened the scoring on a power play in the first as veteran defenseman Matthew Francia buried his second of the season. Charles Farmer and Devin Maia grabbed assists on the marker. Less than a minute into the second, the Lakers doubled their lead as Kyle Foreman put home his first of the season, set up by Peyton Vesio and Alex Dominique. Nipissing's two-goal lead didn't last long, as the Ridgebacks answered a minute later to make it 2-1 in favor of the Lakers. With 30 seconds to go in the second, the Ridgebacks tied the game thanks to a power play marker and the teams headed to the second intermission all even. Early in the third, the Ridgebacks were the recipients on a fortunate bounce and took a 3-2 lead, scoring on a delayed penalty. Like Friday night, the Lakers refused to quit and tied the game 5 minutes after going down a goal. Jacob Collins found the back of the net on the power play to tie things up, set up by Maia, who had a pair of assists in the contest. Unfortunately, late in the period, Ontario Tech regained the lead and went up 4-3. A late push wasn't enough for Nipissing, as they fell by a goal for the second straight night. Zach Roy Finshed with 25 saves, while the Lakers had 27 shots of their own. The Lakers sit in last place in the OUA East with 4 points, 1-9-0-2. Next up, the Lakers hit the road for their final four games of the first semester. They head to Kingston to face RMC, then visit Quebec to battle UQTR next weekend, before wrapping up the first half in Oshawa against Ontario Tech on December 2 and 3.